July 29th, 2003, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Show. Here we are. Where's that sound coming from?
Headphones.
Okay. Lot from Pedro Show. I didn't give Brother Matt the signal, so a little bit of noise for you to enjoy. Here we are on a Tuesday afternoon. Well, evening. Dusk.
It's pretty bitchin'.
First time I think we've done a Tuesday show in a long time, right, Brother Matt?
Many moons.
Many moons.
Yeah, it's like a funky little stormy weather. It's pretty nice right now.
Had a thunderstorm last night.
Yeah, it was a trip. Rain.
End of July in Pedro, that's very much different. Right?
Yeah, don't get that. It's like enough to mess up the car.
But you have some cars across the street messed up.
Yeah, man. Drunken dudes will do that.
Bash and dash and sideswipe.
Yeah,
now, you heard it?
I heard it, yeah. And I saw the drunken dude. And I was parked in that same spot just less than 24 hours earlier, so, with the old 66. So
I was telling you earlier, I lost three vehicles that way.
That's nuts.
I mean, going back 20 years or something, I lost my that Volkswagen. No, it's the one before, the one on the cover of Double Nickels. It's a light blue one. And, yep, that guy actually spilled out of the car a little later, so he got caught and was made by the court to get me another one. And that's where I got that red one that you see on the cover of Double Nickels. Then, in maybe 86, or, yeah, or 85, I had a square back bashed in Koreatown, but it was drivable to get it home, but that goes to a whole nother story. I can tell you about that later. And then I lost a little pickup truck, the one you see in Piss Bottle Man. Woke up in the morning, it was on the sidewalk.
Oh, man.
Not drivable. So I've had bad luck. Anyway, dust on a Tuesday here in Pedro, end of July. Which is coincides with the first song, John Coltrane with Dusk Dawn, an alternate take off of Kula Si Mama. And after that was Smegma with a 7-inch put out by the Radon Collective. Them doing a tune called Ash. No, Ashes, plural, I'm sorry. And Richard Meltzer on the vocals there. I saw, you hear that sound?
Yeah,
is that your bone phone?
Yeah, two more rings, one more to go.
Okay. Anyway, me and Thurston went up, saw him at the Derby here in Los Feliz. Thurston's in town for the week. We're going to probably have him on the next show Saturday.
Bitchin'.
Bring some records down, do the rap. And Raymond Pettibone was there. It was cool. Meltzer, Pettibone, Thurston, and myself all together in one spot. Thurston had the new issue of the Static Peace Poetry Journal with Richard on the cover with Metal Mike Saunders, early 70s. And it was the punk issue, so all these poems about punk. God, I should have brought it and read mine. Well, maybe we can.
Right.
On the Hoop page. If you go there, go to my poems, I might have put it up there. I wrote a poem for it called More a State of Mind Than a Memory. And I mean it. Here's some italics. Watt from Pedro Show.
where's Smolensk since Amelia come from? 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 Me say me soul since Amelia in me big wash pan. Soul since Amelia in me big wash pan. Hide it in me pants and me hide it in me hand. Go hide it from the Babylon. Check it. Can this a herb or this a herb plantation? Can this a herb or this a herb plantation? Can this a herb or this a herb plantation? Can this a herb or this a herb plantation? I in me big khaki suit and me long water boots. You see me have a lot of planting to do.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. It goes like this. Herb or this a herb man hustling. Right and early in the morning. Everybody's a urban hustling. But you see, that's my daily living. Everybody's a urban hustling. I know Sheriff John Brown is waiting. Everybody's a urban hustling. But you see, that's my daily living. Jump in a minute and we're gonna country. Just to find this a good, good sensei. Run over hill and over valley to check Italic for the good sensei. Rapapa draw with Rapapa draw with Charleston. Rapapa draw with Asia. Rapapa draw with John. Everybody's a urban hustling. Bright and early in the morning. Everybody's a urban hustling. But you see, that's my daily living. Everybody's a urban hustling. I know Sheriff John Brown is waiting. Everybody's a urban hustling. But you see, that's my daily living.
Drum on beer. And on the word, we not gonna murder. Bad man, not talk from you, we get murder. And on the word, blood run like a water. Chop down me business, we keep you and me pleasure. If I'm a dice, we keep man treasure. One the Mac 11 and the HK bomber. Got me Glock in me and then think up on trigger. Informer, see me Glock 90 and stammer. The gunshot and nailing at them skin like a hammer. Jungle is a kill boy, me can't skill them proper. And when me say police say you will take cover. We don't want no argument from the city commissioner. And on the word, we not gonna murder. Bad man, not talk from you if you get murder. And on the word, blood run like a water. Chat out me business, sticky you and me pleasure. Boy, check it, sir. Sticky you and me pleasure. Boy, everybody in the Portside Cafe and all of that. We the Italics band and we're in Tata. We come for round but that's in a good format. We come for lunch in attack. Hear this. We come for lunch in attack. Follow me. We come for lunch in attack again. We come for lunch in attack again. We come for lunch in attack. Wheel out! Wheel out! Much respect to everyone and all of that. We the Italics band, we come for rap and that's in a good format. So check this. We come for lunch in attack again. Top, top, side up, top, ta-da, da. 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 Again. Top, ta-da, top, ta-da, da. Top, side up, top, ta-da, da. Top, ta-da, top, ta-da, da. got down on the rhythm. I was sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, but he pours it only halfway. And before I can even argue, he's looking out the window at somebody coming. Drum and bass, chest back, and from my boy coming in. Pour the coffee to the top or else your chest back. You're running a diner, must be intact. Food must be served in a good format. Comes to the service, you respect that. Comes to the service, you respect that. Much respect to the king, I love much. Much respect to the king, I love much. Come down to my general, you respect max. Come down to my general, you respect max. Come down to my general, you respect max. Man, man, it max, it max. Stop, da 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 da. Stop, da 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 da. Stop, da 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 da. Stop, da 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 da. Bugging up, da 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 da. I am looking at the paper. There is a star in Miss Alvananda, who has died when he was drinking water. There is no one I have heard of. And I'm looking out the window, and I'm pretending not to notice. As they're kissing my window, I'm missing in, I raise my head, and it's in your chest back. And from my boy coming in, panic off it to the top, or else your chest back. Running a diner must be intact. Food must be served in a good format. Come down to my general, your respect marks. Respect to the king, to the king, to the king, I love it. Respect to the king, still last, the I love it. Must come up first, and your respect that. You're running a diner must be intact. Food must be served in a good format. Come down, smiley general, your respect max. Come down, smiley general, your respect max. Come down, smiley general, your respect max. Man, it max, it max. Dab da 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 da. Again, I am looking in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for a man to pour the coffee, but he pours it only halfway. And before I could even argue, he's looking out the window at somebody coming in. I tell your boy, just back. In front of my boy coming in. All the good way to the top, I rest your chest back. You want in a diner, must be intact. Food must be served in a good format. Come down, smiley general, you respect max. Come down, smiley general, you respect max. Come down, smiley general, you respect max. Man, it max, it max. Stop, da 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 da. 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 Again, stop, da 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 da. Stop, da 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 da. Stop, da 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 da. Stop, da 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 da.
Stop, 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 stop
This one goes out to people from Charleston who live in Charleston, y'all. Much respect from King Yellowman and the Italics band. Do you understand? Sign your mailing list. Number one, here it is. London cool, live it again till it's them London cool. Rib it again till it's them London cool. Rib it again till it's them London cool. Channel star, I'm in say London cool and never get uno warm. White woman push them dog in a bram. Dog and pussy them a go wearing. Cause nobody take it for the joke. London cool, rib it again till it's them London cool. Rib it again till it's them London cool. Rib it again till it's them London cool. Hear this. I miss it down in a Jamaica, we a know a summer. But in a London, up your winter. Every morning me a get up where wind break out. Me no want catch pneumonia. London cool, live it again till it's them London cool. Live it again till it's them London cool. Live it again till it's them London cool. More time again. London cool, live it again till it's them London cool. Live it again till it's
them. I came through. I came up from the south side and I went around it. By God, I'll never do it again.
Hey, blood, you leaking.
Watt from Pedro's show. There you have some Bootsy. Hit the wrong button there. Bootsy with Leakin. Before that, we had the Italics from Charleston, South Carolina. Second set live uptown. Like they were doing a gig, huh? Calling each other out. Son, days are getting shorter now, right? Well, they're on the way down. It's still summer. I recorded this weekend with this band, Listenship. Did 8 songs. Pretty bare bones, minimalistic. No, hardly any drums. Guy played snare drums sometimes, Michael Whitmore, with a wire brush. There's a lot of acoustic guitar, some electric guitar, viola, Lyman and Heather. And Heather and her sister sing too. So it's trippy music, delicate, a little. I had to restrain the aggressive tendencies with the bass playing, learn another gear, get tiny.
So
it was up in Burbank, man, that is a blazing ass hot place to live.
I can't imagine living away from the water like this. Having a like a block away is like a whole different world.
Yeah. And they're more than a block away. They're like 34 or 35 miles.
Yeah, it's a trippy thing. I've seen the ocean almost every day of my life. You know, so.
Except when you're at Burning Man.
Yeah, Burning Man. It's nice to get back to the beach. But, yeah, Burning Man's only a month away. Less than a month away.
Coming up, Labor Day.
Yeah.
So, you can't imagine being away.
Yeah.
Like, as far as living as a residence.
Yeah, it's not like we're closed in here.
So, like, the second day, I had to record with the shirt off because they had turned the air conditioner off to keep the buzz off the line, and everything's very quiet. It was small. They're really nice people to play with, though, from a different scene that I'm not really that acquainted with. But really nice people, and it was a good challenge for me. So I think they're doing 6 other songs. And so I'll be on like half the records later this fall.
Cool.
Yeah, that was quite an experience.
Nice change, a little different flavor to tunes, huh?
Yeah. Challenging. A lot of chord changes. Trippy stuff. One song had banjo.
Banjo rock?
That's it. The guy played cowbell like, but he played it like a triangle. So it was all tiny. You know, so had to be choosy with the notes, as it should. As I should be. Choosy. In particular. And but it was a good experience for me. I used the Purple Flower first time. No, I recorded a Doe song with it. We recorded another Doe song last week. We're going to do one Thursday, slowly but surely.
How many you got in the
That's
bag?
What's cool. 8.
Uh-huh.
About having my little Thunderpants studio because I can do it in the pad whenever it comes down. So you only have to go into a pad. And I'm going to record some Second Man this week. Do the drums in the practice pad for a punk rock aerobics soundtrack record.
Bitchin.
We're doing an old Strangler song. So, we played some of this last week, but we'll play another song. This is Kitty Little from Albany. Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was the Germs with their version of Public Image. Before that, that's from the Cat Claws album that Bill Bartell gave me. Don Bowles here, picture him. Saw him at the Yes Magma Show, too. Before that, we had the Unrequited Loves with That's Just Dumb. Can't Beat the Whistle by Cat Atomic. I don't know where they're from. Unrequited Loves are from Tampa. The Boo Radleys before that with Barney and Me. And we started off with I Want You to Know by Kitty Little. Brother Matt with the camera, you got the lens cover on, bro.
Yeah.
He's got a brand new device there to capture imagery. Brother Matt's going to get a streaming thing going.
Yeah, we'll be streaming soon.
Be streaming, soon. And I'll be screaming. Be streaming. Or maybe you don't. Coming on the end of the first hour here, Watt from Pedro Show, we got to end it a little short, Brother Matt, because I got pissed like a racehorse.
No,
hold on for hour two. July 29th, 2003. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. From Pedro Show. That was the two guys from Wire on a project they did a while ago called B.C. Gilbert, G. Lewis, a guitar and bassist from Wire. A single they did called Ends with the Sea. Since we're in Pedro, we kind of end with the sea. You can't drive through Pedro. You're on the Harbor Freeway. You're going to end up here. And we started the second hour out with 44 Dying in White, a tune from Jucifer, Alabama band. No, Atlanta. Athens, Georgia. Some kind of A.
Somewhere over
portion
there.
Of the country with starting with an A. No disrespect. Just... creaky gears in the head zone.
Space.
Let me read you a poem here that is in the new edition of the Stag Piece Punk Poem issue, number 6, put out by Thurston Moore. Oops. Byron Coley. Didn't mean to hit the mic stand like that. Okay. It's called More of a Current State of Mind Than a Memory by Senor Watt. I tried explaining her those days, but ended up tripping up on words. Too little to hold all that intense shit, too bound up to be thrown up like that. So, I talked instead about how you could not be scared with D. Boone on stage with you or you with him, because he was unbridled unfettered, unafraid to give his all in that Grand Canyon we all know as the moment. Same thing if he was in the crowd next to you. Bye-bye, Arena Rock. Our minds blown. That was those days for us. So I wrote her words I wrote in those days, trying to relate these very days. Pert near in them days, I wrote. We learned punk rock in Hollywood, drove up for Pedro. We were fucking corn dogs, hankering to be a cono and keep things simple. I was trying to learn those hardcore kids then, like trying to learn folks now. So hard to find words to paint the rush and the roar, the fucking bursting forth, Raymond's gift, hearing Coltrane's horn. Your turn, Brother Matt. Here's the spin cycle.
Right on.
Oh.
just meet these challenges as they come. And if we meet them as a community, or if we meet them as a group, or if we meet them as a family, or if we meet them by ourselves, if we are alone, we are not alone, because God is with us with each and every breath. And what better person than God who can have to watch your back? Many roads to God. There are many ways in which to get to God. Each of you carry your own. You carry your own way. You have your own relationship. You have your own ideas and concepts about God. So join with us in this prayer that we have. Join with us in this opening prayer that we have here as individuals and multiple gods all in one place. Let us come together at this time and this place and bring as much peace and healing here as we can. Your acceptance that God dwells within you and is not outside of you. It's not something you seek or go look for other than to look within. To look within. That ceremony. Do that ceremony. Look within yourself and find the God that dwells there. And then be accountable and responsible for that. That's all. That's all. Just be accountable for what you do and what you say.
satisfaction will be derived information from the air, and the product will be merely a number in some file somewhere.
Cut. 100%. You worth the money?
It is a source of madness, a source of hunger and power, a source of weakness, a source of evil. We have exited your coliseum and are encircling your box office, demanding our families back, our cultures back, our rituals back, our gods back, so that we may return them to their proper source, the source of life, the source of creation, our mother's womb, the great goddess. We will cut through the barbed wire hammers and chastity belts. We will climb in and incubate our spirits through the winter. We will wait through the degenerate course of your repeated history. We will wait for the past to die.
sure it'll do.
Well, we'll do.
Sir? Sir?
You can spend more time watching nature programs than experiencing the people. More time laughing at TV jokes than joking around yourself. More time watching TV sex than making love yourself. Then there's something you're missing. Television isn't real, but the addiction is. A message from the Media Foundation.
the need for violence as they lose their identity. So it's only the threat to people's identity that makes them violent. Terrorists, hijackers, these are people minus identity. They are determined to make it somehow, to get coverage, to get notice.
We'll be right back. Anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come on home to you.
Okay, Walk from Pedro's show with his built-in echo. I had to stop right there. I was going to play another song, but that tripped me out so much because I know the original version of that song, and there is no conga drum. So, this happened to me. I got a record when I was on tour with Jay Mascis in Germany, and then it was this T-Rex record that was really cheap. It had all these songs. And Econo, and then I play it, and there's like other stuff on top of the original things. So maybe this is one of those records. It was red like this too, the cover. All these cats playing along with it. I don't know.
The Red Label Scam.
I can't remember. Doesn't say anything.
Yeah,
maybe I'm just crazy. Okay. Walk from Pedro show, here's Mad Happy.
Wants to be Veronica. Veronica, Veronica, sound of your name makes me wanna scream. It's like a pheromone injection, pheromone OD, close to your butter. Everybody wants to be Veronica. Type better to ignore. A very high maintenance broad, dominating heartthrob. The girl's a full-time job. You've got me slobbering, blubbering, battering, uttering ridiculous geekdom. Walking like a dog that's looking for freedom. Guess what? I'm not the only one. I fantasize and might see eyes. She just knows she controls guys. It's not right, it's a heartless sin. In, out, 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 in. And then you realize, Veronica, Veronica, when you say my name, you expand to see. I see you bent over, skirt hiked up to your waist. Picture you saying,
Watt from Pedro Show. Slow on the move there. That was the last doing the album version of She Don't Know Why I'm Here. I like the 45 version much better. Joel Nolte, leader of that band, now lives in Pedro. So it's good to have him as a co-town conspirator. Trip, I got email from him. I live in your town now, Watt. And times kind of changed him. He's belling. What happened to that thing, Brother Matt?
High road.
On the high road? Oh, yeah, because you put your CDs there.
Yeah.
By the way, thank you for that spin cycle. That was a wild one.
Cool.
You
thanks.
Got in.
Thanks. Yeah, slip in Lil Crow. I love him, but so he's got a lot of stuff to say. So it's glad I could share some. I don't have the permission to, but I bought the tape.
Well, we're just sharing with all the Watt from Pedro.
Good stuff.
Show listeners, and I can pick up on his wisdom, which he has plenty of. Now, you see on your screen there? Look on your screen.
Oh, it's a bobblehead.
It's a Jack Kerouac bobblehead.
That's just what everybody needs.
Joining all those legions of baseball players. Now Jack can bob his head. Along with...
Yeah, they got like a Jesus one and a Buddha one. So
oh, really?
Listen to your prayers.
Buddha bobble.
Nodding at you.
So, we got to fight against that tendency amongst the living constituencies, especially around election time. We don't need bobbleheads.
Got enough of them.
We need thinking heads. Right? Well, we can go a minute longer because we had to cut the last commercial.
Got the sounds of Pedro.
Yeah. Big bikes. Yesterday we had some sounds, right?
Man, cops surrounded the pad. Second time in like 2 months. There's like, it would make a great picture. There's like 8 cop cars surrounding the pad.
Did you get the movie camera out? They would love that.
Should have busted it out then, yeah. That would have been a great debut.
Was there a verdict on that... brutality thing, or are they deadlocked?
He would. I do not know the story. But
see how
sure
that turns
one.
Out. Yeah. Well, hopefully, whatever it is, we keep it calm.
Yeah. Turn off your TVs.
Yeah. Well, Kristen was asking about a TV show. Who is it?
McNulty
has his own show.
It's crazy.
Well, you know TV. They're very much known for having crazy stuff. Pushing the... What do they call that? Pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
Right. In the meantime, I hope people take art into their own hands.
Do it.
Okay. End of the second hour of the July 2003 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour 3. July 29th, 2003, the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's part 29 of the fourth tower of Inverness.
High upon a mountain, above the pines and mist that surrounds the Bay of Inverness, there stands an incredible mansion. Its 3 towers appear to pierce the sky. Its windows are like 1,000 eyes turned inward. And its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space.
Fourth Tower of Inverness!
Thank you.
And now we continue the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. Jack Flanders is once again inside the fourth tower, within a strange plane of existence. First he found an incredible city, but it was empty of people. Then outside the walls, alongside a road that led away from the city, he came upon a small building. Inside was a boy. A strange boy who sat silent, writing his own history, even though he could not read nor write. Jack thought the boy must be quite mad. But there was a peacefulness, a tranquility about that small room he sat in. The wind chimes outside, the silent boy, the sound of his quill. It was one of those rare moments when one feels so at peace with oneself, that everything is exactly as it should be, and all that is not at peace is mere illusion chasing illusion. Then something catches Jack's eye. A tiny, intricate drawing of a pith helmet. The boy nods. Jack settles back, listening to the night sounds as darkness takes over. The boy lights a candle and continues writing. As he continues, Jack notices the drawing of a mustache.
Strange. I've been looking at his writing, or whatever you call it. Yeah, I hadn't seen that mustache before. And there, twinkling eyes, and that smile. Lord Jowls, of course. My God, I seem to be able to read this writing of his. But it's just not possible. What he writes is not the way human beings perceive things. This is madness, true, but also it's something else. Is it possible Lord Jowls has gone mad, too? How long can one from the third plane of consciousness travel in these realms without losing touch of their physical earth?
He gets up. He goes to the open door and looks out. The moon, almost full, rises slowly, clearing the tops of the buildings, finally freeing itself from the towers of the city.
The moon slips sideways through the branches.
The moon slips sideways.
Totally. The branches wring their hands. Drops of sap. Little drops of sap slide down and drop free.
Down and drop free.
Totally free.
Totally free.
Except for the gravity.
Except for the gravity.
And the inevitable.
And the inevitable.
Ah, yes. Life's like that, says the moon.
Ah, yes.
Picking its teeth with a twig.
Ah, yes.
Where did that come from?
And then it begins to happen. Jack stands there, looking out at that silent city. The sound of the mad boy's writing continues. The lines of his made-up language seem to fill the room, seem to slip past Jack, escaping into the world outside. Images, disconnected, spin past like discs, like buttons popping from a fat man's vest. And Jack, like a chicken, hops after them, snapping at them with his beak. A hat spins through the air. With one quick leap, he catches and swallows it. Then an ear, like a tumbleweed, comes rolling end over end. This, too, is snapped up. And then two shining eyeballs bouncing like Spalding's. Ah, these are very delicious. And the chasing is as much fun as the catching. And so he bounds after a bent finger, another ear, a nose, a toe. As the descriptions flow, they're caught and swallowed until he's very full indeed. But still they flow and still he chases.
Jack Flanders, I presume.
Why, yes.
Call me Snuffle, boy.
Henry Jowls. Delighted to make your acquaintance.
Sir Henry Jowls.
Do you always believe what you're told?
I'm your nephew.
You've come a long way.
Which, yes. Andy would like to know it.
Religious fervor, or is it religious fever? What that?
I don't understand.
It's like a membrane, and within we sleep like embryos.
I don't know.
Which imperialism of the mind, colonize the spirit. That's what your aunt would like.
I'm sorry, I don't
know. Many
agree.
Of you. Too many points for people to strike themselves with.
Do you know the Madonna
what
vampire?
Are these coins? Devil or angel?
She's dead.
Come, Snuffle, boy.
No, I'm sorry.
What accidents? What are these coins?
To find you.
You sound a trifle gullible, old chap. Hardly necessary. But many of you, so you always believe what you're told.
Tell me. The jukebox.
Which jukebox? You sound a trifle gullible, old chap.
The one that plays whenever an accident is...
What accidents? Do you always believe what you're told? You sound a trifle gullible, old chap.
Well, I just wish to find that jukebox.
It's like trying to dunk a donut by grasping it by the ear.
But donuts don't have ears.
Precisely.
He's gone. Was I dreaming? I'm positive that was Lord Jowls. And we actually met and talked. That mad boy. He's still sitting there writing his history. How strange. Oh, I forgot my toothbrush. Darn. What's that? It's coming from that city. That empty city is now alive.
Jack hurries off, running up the road that leads back into the city. He arrives at the gates.
Well, that's odd. The gates are closed. No, darn it, they won't budge. Well, it sounds like they're having a good time in there. I've heard that strange music before. I wonder where. Well, let's see. There must be a way of getting over these walls. They aren't all that high. I could probably pole vault over the top if I had a pole. Otherwise, a hook and a rope if I had that. I hope there isn't any broken glass set along the top. I think a pole would be the best. One of those saplings over in that grove. Oh, this sword should do the trick. Yes. This supple sapling ought to send me up and over.
Now, positioning himself several meters back from the wall, Jack digs his toes into the dirt. Then off he goes, the shadow of the pole flashing over the ground as he runs.
Then up he goes and over he goes.
Oh, well.
Oh, boy. That's higher than I thought. Maybe I didn't get very high. Oh, no wonder I still have these bags of nickels weighing me down. There now. I better get further back this time. About a quarter of a mile should do it.
Okay.
Here I go. And it's up and over. Hey, I did it. I'm inside. No, I'm still outside. Something's fishy here. This isn't the side where I vaulted from. Let's see. Good grief, I recognize where I am. I'm on the other side of the city. Boy, something's weird, all right. I didn't vault over the city, that's for sure. Yet I'm on the other side. Well, I'll try again. From this side. Okay. Now I'm ready. And here I go again. Up and over! Oh, nuts. I'm right back where I started from. What kind of an illusion is this? Every time I leap over the wall, I'm still on the outside. No city is that narrow. It's playing tricks on me. But I'm not beat yet. Not by a long shot. If I can vault just right, I'll land on the top of the wall. Then I can look down on both sides. Ha! That ought to do it. Okay. Now, here I go. It's up, up, and... on top. Perfect. But where's the city?
Jack stands there, atop the wall, looking from one side to the other.
This is the thinnest city I have ever seen.
Then he notices there are two walls that he stands upon, and in between a narrow crevice, just wide enough for a man of Jack's size to slip into.
Oh, sure is narrow. What twists and turns just like a maze. Wait a minute. That music. I remember where I heard it before. Inside Lord Jell's maze. Oh, darn it. I stepped right into it again.
But as he continues, suddenly the walls open and Jack stands in a cobblestone square. In front of him is a sidewalk cafe with a faded canvas awning flapping in the late morning breeze. Several tables are set outside beneath the awning. And there, sitting alone, reading a newspaper and sipping a glass of mint tea, is none other than
Sir Henry Jowls.
Right, Joe. Right on time.
Right on time?
Abdul, glass of mint tea for our young friend. Did you rest well, Mr. Flanders?
No, not particularly.
That's odd.
Odd? Look, I checked out this city before, but I don't remember this square or this cafe. And who is this Abdul? I don't see anyone.
Ah, tea's up.
What tea? What the... Why, that tea, it just appeared as though out of thin air.
That'll be all, Abdul.
What is this? A magician's trick?
I say, Abdul, bring a rum-soaked Havana taper. You don't smoke, do you?
Little Frida used to smoke Havana cigars.
Oh, I said the child's got... That'll be all, Abdul.
That cigar, it just materialized.
I remember how little Frida and I spent many a pleasant hour together strolling through the gardens of Inverness, leaving behind us a little trail of sweet puffs of smoke. Contaminates the roses, Lady Charles would say.
Yes. Auntie doesn't take to cigars. You know, something tragic has happened to little Frida.
But of course.
You know?
I read it in the papers.
The papers? But that wouldn't be in the papers. You mean that newspaper you... Why, that newspaper is blank. There's nothing to read.
Precisely. You know the expression, read between the lines. This paper has nothing but between the lines.
Yeah, very funny.
You seem in a hurry to find something, Mr. Flanders.
Yes, I suppose I am.
Then relax and you will find it.
Well, look, if you'd had all these weird things happening...
Much more has happened to us. And will to you before long. So relax. Take a daisy, as you American Wallers say.
A daisy? Well, all right. I'll relax. But there's a lot of questions that I... All right. I'll try and relax. There. I'm relaxed. Well... What'll we do today? Look, are you actually able to read that paper?
Not really.
Then why the hell do you keep looking at it?
Are you quite sure that you're relaxed, Mr. Flanders?
Well, how can I relax when you just sit there pretending to read a blank newspaper?
Discipline. Rule number one.
Look, I just want to know about that jukebox.
As I was about to say, with your lack of discipline, it's surprising... Always a miracle that you haven't been snuffed out by now.
Well, I always present a moving target.
Hmm.
About that jukebox. It's been plaguing me ever since I arrived in Inverness.
But of course.
Yeah, you seem to know everything. Anyway, in case you didn't know, I used to be relaxed. Before I came to this crackpot place. Now I'm as tight as a...
I suppose you're under the impression... that once you find the source of the jukebox, everything will be fine and handy?
Yeah, sure, maybe, I don't know.
Have you got the time on you?
No, I don't have a watch.
I never know what the time is up here. Oh, you haven't touched your tea.
Oh, yes. Look, are we going somewhere?
No.
Well, it just seems odd that... Well, there's so much to talk about. You seem to have the answers that I've been...
Odd?
Well, it's like having a destination and going straight towards it and never noticing the scenery passing.
Egad, that is odd.
Well, yes. Odd. I don't know. Odd.
Odd? Why are you so determined to discover the source of the jukebox?
Well, it's odd, but it's luring me to it.
Luring? Odd? My gum, that is odd.
Well, I thought it odd, too, but...
Well, you must have... What's happening?
Odd?
I think I'm going mad. Everything is fragmenting. I can't see anymore. What is it?
You are relaxing, that's all. It may seem odd. Few people ever experience true relaxation.
Odd?
Yes, quite odd. Fascinating, though, isn't it?
Coming out tonight, we have CDs and fried chicken for sale by the merch booth. Tonight.
What from Pedro Show? That's the Misguided Lemon. Lemming. L-E-M-M-I-N-G. With Are You In or Out, Bob? Rob. I'm sorry. R-O-B. Before that, we had Room to Rage. Hell and Wheels. Oh, that Last, the misguided lemon is from Austin, Texas. Though he sounds like he's from England. Helen Wheels was a lady from New York City, friend of the Blue Oyster Cult guys. She died of cancer a couple of years ago. That was a tribute thing for her. And we, after the Fourth Tower of Inverness, Part 29, we had Venting the Krypton Gas by Ike Willis. Good guess, Brother Matt. Sunday night with Smegma. Well, before Smegma, actually, with his own band, was Steve McKay, sax player from the Funhouse Stooges record, who I'll be playing with next week. And here's something from his retrospective CD, What from Pedro Show.
Yeah. You should have seen me stumble round Thursday night. I went looking for you, but you were nowhere in sight. So I had a few drinks down the street, a few more. Got high in the bathroom, then I hit the door. Outside in the night, August air hard. My borrowed red bike, head the wrong way down the street, and I don't know where you are, and I won't look no more. It's just dawned on me, probably down at the shore.
downstairs, people were laughing. Upstairs, the bedroom door was closed. No one ate the parquet.
From Pedro's show with the digital. That's to come all through the circuitry.
You're hearing when you do that.
That was the Hollis Way with his Bedroom Door, Santa Fe Band. Before that, we had Free Time by Manicured Noise. I think they were from England. It's late 70s, early 80s. Borrowed Red Bike by Swearing at Motorists. And we started off with En Voyage, Steve McKay. He wasn't playing like that Sunday night. It was a lot more freaky, more culture. But he told me, you know, he's done all these trippy things through the years, and that's one of them. He played for a few years with the Violent Femmes.
Oh.
And I think those were Milwaukee musicians on that tune there. There's a Pedro guy named Eric Binkley, and me and Steve Hodges. Steve Hodges was the cat who played the drums on my opera. And both me and Hodge went in the studio and helped Eric with this next song. What from Pedro Show.
To let any memories fade, 'cause I can see he gets a part of you you never can recall. The laughter and the light, a little voodoo doll. when you go to sleep, waking up depends, 'cause you're missing him, but you can hang out with his friends. On your knees, you say that letting go is a matter of degree. On the way there, in the play of this one flow, I hope it puts your heart at ease. Yeah, 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 yeah. Time to take some time and put a little paint. Well, there was turpentine. It's just another long and winding road on your hands and knees. Can I play you this one? Would put my heart at ease. On your knees, say that letting go is a matter of degrees. On the way there, gonna play this one slow. I hope it puts your heart at ease. I know that it's not really much, but it's all that I can do. Handing now for you. And though he's barely gone away, there's just one thing I want.
Lot from Pedro Show. That's Arnett Coleman with Focus on Sanity. Words to mull over in this day and age. Before that, Eric Binkley, Turpentine, myself and Steve Hodges. Some cat I don't know on piano. He played later. We weren't there. Well, we're at the end of another edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Brother Matt, thank you very much.
Certainly, thank you.
For the vital, essential assistance in your spin cycle creative magic. Saturday, hope to do another show with Thurston Moore.
Cool.
He's in town. I get to play with Thurston next week, twice. Long Island, I think you say it. And I've only been to Long Island once before. I took the train from Penn Station in Manhattan to visit John Coltrane's grave, Pine Lawn Cemetery. You can walk right from the train stop. The cemetery's right there. And I turned 40, and he died at 40, so I laid on his grave. I hope that wasn't rude. I wanted to, identify with that age.
I enjoyed your company.
Lived a lot of life. It blew my mind most righteously. Thought John Coltrane, were you thinking of the hit single when you made your records? And he didn't answer. So left me to ponder. Anyway, July 29th, 2003 edition of Watt from Pedro Show, now in the can. Everyone, be curious and be gentle with your neighbors. Keep your powder dry.